little Aussie for you on 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's Genevieve here. I'm in for Chris this afternoon. So that means you've got 2 hours of sweet, sweet dead air. We're the best in goth and alternative. Going to kick it off with Garbage right now. It's empty. WMFO.
Exactly. try me.
joke. The death and resurrection show. Appropriate for Dead Air, 91.5 WMFO. It's Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yep, it's Genevieve here. I'm in for Chris and Strike the Box. Chris is going to be back in a couple of weeks. Meantime, I've got no job and lots of free time. So I'm here, and I'm bringing you the best of goth and alternative this afternoon. Like I said, we are Dead Air, and we like to take a little time out in the program to bring you the mall goth moment, where we shine the spotlight on bands that the purists may lock out of the genre. But we know that they are goth at heart, and one such artist, probably synonymous with the whole, we'll call it a movement, a mall goth movement, is Marilyn Manson. So he may seem passé at this point, right? But during his peak, late 90s, early 2000s, this guy, wicked controversial. MTV was kind of in its heyday, and his videos were just causing an uproar. No one had seen anything like this. Definitely borrowing heavily from Alice Cooper and that sort of style of rock. And definitely embracing the aesthetic, the visual aspects of it. But, you know, this was, the parents weren't pleased. This is when parental advisory stickers started coming out, you know, warning people of what exactly was on a Marilyn Manson album. So definitely got to show some love to this guy. And he's still rocking. He's on tour with Rob Zombie now, actually. I'd like to see the crowd of that show. I think it's probably people like me. It's, we're in our 30s and we're not quite over that goth stage yet. So we're rocking out, but we're calling it an early night. You know, we got to be home by 10. They're actually going to be in Guilford, New Hampshire on Sunday. So if you're up there at Winnipesaukee or enjoying that lake life and you want to get your goth on, you can check those guys out. They'll be there at Meadowbrook Sunday, Guilford, New Hampshire. So this, what we're going to go with is probably his best known track. And, you know, I got to keep it clean on the program, right? So I Googled the lyrics of that one. You know what comes up? Is this Ed Sheeran's song? I guess he has a song of the same name. What is that? We got to do something. We got to get some SEO going for Mr. Manson here. Right now, you know what this is. It's the beautiful people. 91.5 WMFO. It's Dead Air, and I'm Genevieve.
Oh, herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve. The moon is full. But will she trick or treat? I bet she will.
Thank you. You.
5WMFO. Thanks for checking out Tufts Freeform Radio. That's Amorphous, a little metal for ya. That's The Bee. It's off their latest album, Queen of Time. And I've got more godly metal goodness on the way, including some Cradle of Filth right now. This fall, big news if you're a big fan of the band. One of their biggest albums, Cruelty and the Beast, they're going to perform that in its entirety, one show only, back in the UK. That's where they're from. Promising a night of, quote, a night dedicated, get it, to all things ghoulish, flamboyant, and macabre. So I saw them, about a decade ago at this point. Yeah, coffin spikes, flames, it is a goth spectacle. So I'm sure that's going to be cool. You're a hardcore fan, want to take the trips. Sure, it's worth it. So we're going to go with Temptation now. 915 WMFO.
I've never been. Understand that certain feeling caught by another sound, but it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this.
Leave no track. Don't look back. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO Medford.